Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday evening and the weekend. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, many recent college grads are way overqualified for the jobs they've taken. And some things you find at discount club retailers really are not a bargain. Those stories as we continue.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
The good news is that most of the 2014 college graduates currently are employed. But there's some not-so-good news along with that.
The vast majority of the individuals that are employed are saying they're in the field that they studied it in, but the position they actually took didn't require a degree.
Rosemary Hafner, VP of Human Resources at CareerBuilder, says a new CareerBuilder survey finds 51% of recent grads are in such jobs. This includes 45% of four-year degree grads and 57% of associate degree graduates. But she adds that many of those graduates hope to go back to school.
In the past, people were looking for the ultimate dream job right out of school. Now they're more practical, saying, I'll take a job as long as it's going to help me to fund an advanced degree. So they're looking farther into the future.
Hafner says the polling also reveals that some grads are more likely than others to work full-time.
What we're finding is that typically women are more likely to take full-time positions than men, and those in the STEM and healthcare fields are definitely more likely to find full-time employment straight after graduation.
As we continue, some things you should resist buying at Costco and other discount clubs.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Next time you're shopping at BJ's, Sam's Club, or any discount club, it might be a good idea to show some restraint, especially when it comes to books, DVDs, or CDs.
You often find these in like those big bins kind of near the register. Typically, you can find stuff like that way cheaper on Amazon. So resist the temptation of snagging that when you're going to check out with your hundreds of dollars of other stuff.
Market Watch reporter Katie Hill says certain items like condiments and produce also aren't worth the price because you have to buy in such bulk that they'll expire before you can use them.
Same thing with sunscreen. It also expires. So unless you have a giant family or you plan on going to the beach every day, you probably don't need the giant, you know, six-pack of sunscreen either, because the same thing's going to happen. It expires and then it loses some of its efficacy.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.